hi, Austin. Sorry, I missed your call. I ran to the bathroom real quick, and they're like, oh, Nadine, they were looking for you. Sorry.
Yep. I had everything in a pile, and I found it. And
oh, good.
Everything was
okay.
A little simpler than I thought. So.
All right. Now, I'm going to try to get you through this as quickly as possible, but I want to make sure everything's notated correctly. So what's going to be first the best email for you? This is where we'll send your receipt and correspondence from us.
Okay, it'll be AK Services.
Uh-huh.
LLC 247.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Okay. So AK Services LLC 247 @gmail.com, correct?
Yep.
Awesome. So you're going to be receiving two emails coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. It's going to show that I told you the price is $249 month to month with no, that's for the platinum package and there's no setup fee. Okay.
Okay.
And then the second one, and it also details everything that's included. The second one is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So you'll also have a customized tracking and reporting system. So this will just give you an example of what the reporting system will look like. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to also send you a text message. Let me see here. So you got the text yesterday with my contact information, right? I always like for you to have my info just to have it for your records. Do you want me to send it again just in case?
I have it right here.
Okay. Nadine Medina. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So I'm just considered the lead on the account, but still, like I said, I'd like for you to have my info as well. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm sending you the number to our customer service department. Now, anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. And we're always available for you here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. And, in fact, you're 2 hours ahead, so we're always here for you 9 to 6. Okay?
Okay.
So there's going to be a team that's actually dedicated to your account. So that's why I sent you that number. Now, I suggest that you save that 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash, so this way you always have our phone number. You don't misplace it, okay?
Okay.
And that text came through as well, correct?
Yep.
Okay. What's your last name, Austin?
Higgins, H-A-G-A-N-S.
H-A-G-A-N-S, right?
Yep.
Higgins, okay. And Austin, you spell it A-U-S-T-I-N?
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure you don't have a unique spelling.
Yeah.
And then the phone number that should be listed for the business, and this will be the best number for us to contact you, is going to be the 641-919-4670. Is that correct?
Yes. And when, you know, as work comes in and say I have a bigger office than what I have now, would I be able to change that number then on the...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can make updates at any time if you need to change the phone number. Of course, yeah. Just let us know so that way we can update it. Now, this is going to be important because we want to make sure that we list the business accurately. The company name, do you want it to read just as AK, and those are capitalized, and then services, so AK Services, do you want the LLC included or not? That's an option.
I think that it would... I think that it would be best to just put AK Services and then later on put LLC, because I don't think that I can legally advertise as an LLC if I don't have LLC.
Okay, and I'll tell you this, even if you did, it is totally your preference. There's a lot of companies that don't even include their LLC that have it.
Okay.
It's totally one's preference.
Okay.
And then now Google's going to send out this PIN code to you in the mail. And this is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address do you want them to mail it to? Do you want it sent to your home address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your address, just so you know, will show up nowhere on Google because we hide the address. It's considered a home office. So they don't want it showing. Okay. What would the address be?
It'll be 304 East Adams.
Okay.
And that's East Avenue. I don't know if you know that or not.
East Adam Avenue. Uh-huh. Yep. And that's in Fairfield?
Yes.
Okay. 304 East Adams Avenue, right? Fairfield, yep. 52556?
Yep.
Perfect. And there is there like an apartment number, unit number, anything like that, or just a physical address as it is?
It's just a physical address.
Okay, perfect. And let me go ahead and hide that address. Now we're going to go over the billing. So the payment for the card that you're using today, is that card in your name, Austin? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's actually not even in, I don't have a credit card for the business yet, so I actually have a card that I'm using, that is
like
actually
a personal card?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name on the card?
So it's a Chime card, it's, Robin Fernie Sorbo.
Whose card is that?
That is my, girlfriend's card.
Okay. Is she with you?
She's not next to me. She's at work right now.
Okay. When is she going to be home?
She'll be home after 2 today.
After 2? Okay. So why don't we do this? Because for her protection, for your protection, and for ours, I'm not going to be able to process that payment without walking her through the voice verification recording. And it's because we're using her card. So legally, I can't use her card without her being present. And it's just to protect you as well, right? In the meantime, what we can do, Austin, is at least go through your notes and stuff. Once she gets home, right, give me a ring. All we got to do is just walk her through the voice verification recording, and it's just that she's authorizing us to make the charge on her card because it's going to be her card that's going to be on file, right? You'll be present when I'm walking her through it. And then, but basically, I mean, the account is going to be your account. You're the one handling anything with us that has to do with your account. But because we're using her card,
she has to be in the area when we're talking about a payment being
exactly.
made.
Yeah. And I just, you know, again, it's to protect you, protect her, and protect ourselves as well. Okay?
Right. Yeah. No, that's completely understandable. If somebody's taking somebody else's card and spending it with you guys, don't turn into an issue.
Trust me, I was trying to pay off my husband's hearing aids. And I was using his own card, and they told me, and I'm paying it off, right? And they're like, nope, we need him present. I'm like, dude, he's at dialysis. Like, he's not going to be home until, like, another 5 hours. They're like, well, once he gets home, then call and just, you can give us a card number, but he's got to be right there with you because he's got to authorize it. I said, okay, no problema. I get it.
She'll just need to answer a few questions pretty much.
Yes, absolutely. That's it. That's all she's doing is answering a few questions. She's not going to have, like, involvement in, as far as, like, any of this. It's just she's got to answer the questions because I'll say, like, do you authorize to, you know, to this agreement on behalf of the business? Like, you know, it's just a 90-second voice verification that I walk her through, and I prefer that you're even having me on speaker so that you hear it as well. Okay?
I could probably add her into this call if you wanted me to, or unless you would rather wait.
Well, I don't want to interrupt her while she's at work. You know what I mean? Because what if this isn't a good time for her?
her job is so laid back where she's at.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's up to you if you want. I mean, you know, we can try.
Do you
want to do this? Do you want to call her first? Tell her, hey, we need to call you to do a 90-second voice verification. Are you available?
Yeah.
And then just call me and say, hey, Nadine, I have her on the phone. You want to do it like that?
Okay. I have a flip phone, and it's very hard for me to do the ad. Okay, hold on. I might be able to.
Do the ad? Okay.
I might be able to add her right now while you're on the phone even.
No worries.
Okay, so yep, she is busy, I guess.
It's okay. No worries. Here's what we're going to do, right? Even if you talk to her and just tell her, hey, can you call Nadine so that way she can walk you through this, that's fine too. Let's at least get you through your notes in the meantime.
Okay.
So under your services that we're going to list for you, what are the services that you want me to notate?
I would put, general construction.
Okay.
And,
Anything specific, like do you want to be found for services, like let's say remodeling, carpentry, painting, like what are some of the things that you want to be found for? And it's just to give them a general idea so when my technician talks with you, they know where to start from.
I guess it's really hard to explain what I would like to be found for because really it's just anything. I mean, if it's there.
Do you like to do carpentry?
Carpentry is not my ideal.
What about remodels?
Remodels, rebuilds.
Okay. Do you like to do flooring, painting?
I would say like siding, painting, roofing.
Siding, okay. Painting, roofing, uh-huh.
Really all interior, exterior work, so.
Let me put that. Good. Now, is this just going to be for residential for now, or do you also want commercial?
This will be residential for now until I have got the... I'll be getting my insurance within the first job, so it's not really
an
issue.
That's awesome. Good for you.
What I get worried about.
It's okay. And are you in the process of getting your license too, or?
Yeah, I've been studying everything, legal side of things for 2.5 years and 7.5 years before that.
Awesome.
I've been doing all the work, so.
Very good. Very, very good. Now, you don't have a Facebook page created for the business yet, right?
I have one created. It's not filled out. It doesn't look professional.
Okay. What's it under? AK Services?
Yeah. I think it's AK Services with the LLC, I think.
All right. Let me see if I can pull it up. So what we're going to be running is your Facebook advertising, right?
Okay.
What I would suggest for you, okay, is that when you complete a job, even if you've taken some photos of some of your work, I suggest just post it, right? Just do a quick little post. I know some business owners, what they've done is they've for example, they'll post, even if they're still working on a project, right? They'll post, working on, XYZ, this has been a good project, taking a little bit longer, but having a good time. They just write something just to kind of keep your content fresh, right?
Right.
I did see it. So you don't have a business logo, right?
I do. See, I do have everything. My
you
problem
do?
Is I'm not very good at I'm not very good at the website building for anything. So I have I have an idea. I have business cards and everything to have handed out. And I've been doing that too through the time of doing documents.
Okay.
I'm not very good with the whole website building or.
That's okay. So you haven't built a website either, right?
Yeah. I'm good at getting my name out there. I'm just. The internet.
That's okay. This is what we're here to help you with, Austin. It's our specialty. Okay. So I'm going to put on here, so you do have a business logo, right? You don't need us to create one for you?
Nope.
Okay. And do you have some pictures of some work that you've done?
I don't know if I have. I would have to really go through my USB and see if I can't find anything on the flash drive. Because
here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask them in the meantime, okay, to use stock photos, right?
Yeah.
I highly encourage you when you complete a job or if you can find any pictures that you've done, send them to us so that way then we can switch it out with your work.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we can use stock photos. And then let me see here. Now, with the Facebook ads, and just to let you know, too, because I noticed on Facebook you put a post that you're hiring, right?
Yep.
You know your Facebook ads, we can even run an ad that you're hiring.
Okay, so that would be ideal. That's what I would like.
Yeah. So the technician can also talk to you about that, to run like a Facebook ad for hiring. Now, the Facebook ads, those can reach as far as 50 miles, right? That's the furthest that they'll target. But I know Jefferson County is what you're trying to keep it in, right, for now?
Yeah, for right this minute.
Isn't that like about 30 miles, Jefferson County, if I'm not mistaken?
It's probably a 30-mile radius, probably.
Okay. Do you want me to just put to cover Jefferson County? This way they know what they're covering, or do you want me to put it by mileage? You let me know.
I have jobs in like Batavia and I feel like that's just a little far out, but I'm doing them. So.
Okay. So do you want to keep it within Jefferson County? Listen,
yeah, maybe
you can change it at any time. If you ever decide, listen, I think I want to go a little bit further out. Just know, just as long as you know that the furthest we could target is 50 miles. Okay. So that's totally perfect. Now, when we're communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone calls? Okay.
Yeah.
And
if you do email me, too, that's completely fine. Or if you do all three, that's fine too. I prefer talking to somebody as calls.
Yeah. If you prefer, and that's why I was asking, do you like all three? Do you prefer phone? Do you prefer, phone and text? It's whatever your preference is when we're communicating with you, because we might have an update, right? Do you prefer that we communicate with you by phone, text, email, all three, phone and text? So if you prefer phone, that's what I'm listing. Okay.
Yeah. I actually prefer all three.
Three? Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. We'll do it.
Make sure I get it, you know.
Yeah, of course. And then what are your hours of operation? Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 is the office hours. If I was to work outside of that, I would just tell the customer flat out.
Then that's at your discretion. And then what are the forms of payments that you typically accept? Do you do cash, Zelle, check, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, Apple Pay, credit cards? What do you take?
I could work with a debit. I don't know how
well. Do you do cash?
So, yeah, cash and check is fine.
What about Zelle?
I do not have a Zelle account.
Okay. Venmo, PayPal.
Yep, I don't have any of that.
Okay. Then we're going to keep it cash and check. If at any time, let's say you start doing debit and credit cards, right, or you start taking Zelle or any other forms of payments, just let us know so that way we can update it, okay, in the system. All right?
Okay.
Awesome. And then let's see here. So just to kind of go over with you a couple other things, right? So when I do finally walk her through the voice verification recording, what it's going to state in there, okay, is that it's just going to like outline our service agreement. It's going to be an added form of protection for you guys as well that we'll send in writing with the invoice. So what it does is it's going to state that the billing date is going to be today, the 13th of March, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. It'll state that it's a 2-month verbal agreement. So remember, we're just asking you just to stick it out 2 months. But again, you're paying monthly. So it'll then say that your second payment will be charged on the 13th of April, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, it'll also state that once the term's completed, right, the 2 months, it'll then just automatically renew each month, but always on the 13th day. And that'll be in the discounted amount of $249. However, I'm also going to read in there that you could cancel or pause your account at any time. All we ask is that you at least call us 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you always know, like in the back of your mind, if you need to cancel or pause it, just remember, I got to call 3 business days before the 13th so that way you don't get charged on that day. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We don't work like that. We just part as friends, plain and simple. Okay? So that'll be what I'll walk her through, right? So I don't know. I mean, we've already finished the notes here. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention to you too, Austin, is we're going to send you this email, right, requesting some photos of some items. There's a list of items that we need photos on. And this is just going to help us get you verified through Google faster, okay? Now, some of those items you might not have, so don't even worry about it. Send us the ones that you do. So the list, what it's going to consist of, it's going to say send us a picture of work tools and or equipment that you use, right? Send us a picture of your work vehicle with the license plate showing. Send us a picture of your business license and insurance. Right now you don't have any of that, so don't worry about it. You know, it's send us what you can. You mentioned you have a business card that you hand out, right? Send us a photo of that. If you have business registration, let's say you just send out, you do an invoice, send us the picture of the invoice, but not with your client's information on there, obviously, right? Send us a picture of your workplace. So let's say you store your tools in a corner in your garage. Send us a picture of that. Send us whatever photos you can. There's actually a hyperlink. When I send you the email, there'll be a hyperlink where you can click on it, and it'll allow you to upload those photos, okay? So again, the ones that you don't have, like I said, don't even worry about it. So once we finish the rest of the process, you'll get that email sent to you, and then I'll go over it with you again, okay? So the only thing left that we have to do is just me go through the voice verification with her. We'll take down the billing information. We'll process the payment, and then the only last thing I'll need to do is just schedule the client interview for you. Depending on your availability and what we have available, we like to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. And what we do, Austin, is we'll block out an hour. And the interview actually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have. But the client interview is really where the magic is going to happen, because that's when you're going to be speaking with the technician about your keywords, the areas that we're targeting, your Facebook ads. They're going to go over more in detail with you, okay? So that'll be really the only things left, all right? So if you do get in touch with her, whatever is easiest for you guys, just let her know. It's just a really quick 90-second voice verification that I'm going to walk her through, and it's just because we're using her card for the payment. And then, and again, if it's easier, like if she prefers, can she just call me real quick so that way we can do it? If you guys want to call me on three-way, totally up to you, okay? You have my number. Listen, you could even text me. I get my text messages, okay? So whatever is easiest for you, okay? You can respond to any of the texts that I sent you, and I'll get it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so if I don't hear from you, say like around, what, 2:30, maybe follow back up with you then? Because I think you said she gets home after 2?
I would say if you haven't heard from me by 3 o'clock, yeah, I would call just
okay.
Good.
All right, perfect. All right.
Do you want the card information? That way it's already on file?
Yeah, I could take it down, yeah, but I won't be charging the card or anything, so let's do this. What's the name that's on the card, Austin?
Okay, do you want me to spell things out?
Yes, please.
So
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It's Robin. It's spelled R-O-B-B-Y-N-E. Bernie Sorbo is the last name. FURNEY hyphen FORBO.
Okay, and you know what? I would have never spelled Robin that way. You said it's ROBBYNE or EN?
NE.
Okay. And then Fernie Sorbo is FURNEY hyphen SORBO, right?
Yep.
No middle initial or anything like that, correct?
Nope.
Okay. And then what's the billing address for the card? Do you know it?
I believe that is 304 East Adams.
Okay. Okay. And is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is a Visa.
What's the card number?
4985-0311-6475-0511.
Expiration month and year?
0427.
And the CVV code on the back?
236.
I want to put a security question on your account here with us, okay?
Okay.
Now, Austin, you could choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could also be your first pet's name.
Let's just go with the city I was born in. Okay.
Which was where, I'm sorry?
Which was Fairfield.
Fairfield? Okay. It's so funny because we have a Fairfield here in California. So when I'm typing in Fairfield, it'll give me the suggestion of California, and I'm like, no, that's not the state I'm looking for here.
Yeah, we're actually the last, I was the last year of babies that was born in our town.
Really?
Yep.
I
was born in February, and I think they stopped it that following December, I think, or something like that. So.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was one of the last babies.
Oh my gosh. When you're a February baby, so is my daughter. She's the second.
No way. That's awesome. I swear this month, this last month, I swore that throughout life, I maybe knew of three other February birthdays, and that's including George Washington's, which is mine. Which is mine as well, that's February 22nd. And then I found out through life that, you know, Abe Lincoln's was, the 16th or 12th?
Really? Yeah. I have a cousin. She's actually, so my daughter's is the 2nd. My other daughter's is the 17th. And then, well, she's my stepdaughter, but I mean, I still say it's my daughter. And then my cousin's is actually the 28th, right before leap year.
Oh, nice. I know somebody that actually has a birthday on the leap year day, so she's...
How does that work? It's like, when do you celebrate?
She's like, if you really wanted to count how many birthdays she's had, she's like a 55-year-old woman and is like supposed to be like 12 years old, I think. There's a lot of birthdays. My little sister's, hers is the 1st. My cousin's the 2nd, and then I got...
Oh, my gosh.
My dad's and my other little cousin, they're the 13th. I have a family friend. We're taking care of the daughter. Hers is the 18th.
Oh, wow.
My daughter's is the 11th. Birthday's all over February.
That is so crazy.
it doesn't even stop. It's just...
Yeah, I think in our family, the majority of birthdays we're going to have is October and November. There is, like, a bunch of them.
October and November,
for sure.
That's what I thought with our family, too. And my mom's, and I have a few other people in November. And then I have two siblings that are born in the October month. So I have one of those two or December. But it's looking like February might be the thing.
Yeah. Oh, well, happy belated birthday. We're already in March. Okay, Austin. Yep. Well, I got everything set up. All we have left to do is just the voice verification with Robin. and then schedule your client interview. And then I just go over just the last, all the notes and everything is done. So really it's only like probably maybe 5 more minutes and then you're all set. Okay.
Okay.
All right then. So I'll wait to hear back from you. But if I don't hear from you by 3 o'clock, then I'll give you a ring. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
that'll work.
And then if it's easier for you to text me and say, hey, Nadine, here's her number. Can you call her? She's expecting your call, then I can walk her through it and then call you back and just finish up. And then we're done. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Guys,
awesome.
I will figure that out and let
okay.
you know. Or...
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.